I turn on the charm sometimes, even when I wanna die, it's true. A smile to hide behind to get me through. Another sunny day, practicing my happy face in my room. Cause it's joy I feel, it's joy I swear, it's not doom. I love to hear the people talking about all the shit that they know nothing about, and writing all their little words as if those words have any worth when the sun comes down and burns us all alive. Just ramble about all the shit that I know nothing about, and writing down my little words as if my words have any worth when the sun comes down, when the waters rise, when the asteroids hit the city center and the food runs out and us helpless, and the killer bees and the World War IIIs, WMDs, every day a new disease.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 661. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Chris Farron from Los Angeles. The song is called Doomsinger, and that's the title track from his new album that just came out August 4th on Polyvinyl Records. I remember liking his last one, so I picked this one up, and I like it too. It's not a genre record, it's just a smart record. It's a good record. Give that one a listen. I think you're going to find something you enjoy on that. I've got music for you this week. That's a shocker. Let's play something from the Connells. This song is called Slackjawed.
Standing next to you.
Too Much Rock Podcast. We started that set off with the Connells from Raleigh, North Carolina. I played the song Slackjawed. That was on the band's 1993 album Ring, which just got a re-release treatment from Kraft Recordings. Get that on vinyl. Get that as a two CD set that has every demo, B-side, etc. associated with that album. First time you listen to it, you're going to think that's a good album. The next time you're going to think that's a really good album. And by the time you get through the sixth or seventh listen, you're going to know that that's one of the best albums ever recorded. After that, we heard from Dan Jones and the Squids from right here in Kansas City. I play the song Writing in the Pocket of Time. That's on his new album, Rock and Roll Daydreams, which technically doesn't come out until September 1st, though I know it is out and available for you now. Excellent record there, dipping into some power pop, especially on that song, but it's kind of all over the place. Interesting stuff, and give that one a listen. See if there's stuff in the works for you. And then we ended that set with Queen with the song Need Your Lovin' Tonight. That was on the band's 1980 album, The Game. That one came out on EMI. I just found a good press of that, which is good because that song there is one of my favorite Queen songs of all time, speaking of power pop. Well, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Let's amp things up here. This is Boogie Hammer from Vienna. We'll be right back.
mycket. Jag har snubblat omkring i den stora världen. Nu är mitt hjärta tungt när jag lägger mig på kvällen. Jag lovar dig allt, men jag kunde inte vara utan dig. Jag visste inte hur jag skulle ändra mig. Jag visste inte hur jag skulle förändra mitt liv. Men om jag kunde skulle jag ge mitt hjärta till dig. Till dig! Till dig!
We just heard from Gabby Torres, also known as Barbie Cutie from Baltimore, Maryland. The song I played was The Boulevard, and that's on the new album Dangerous Game, which came out June 9th on Surf and Kai or Wanda Records, depending on where you are in the world and what format you prefer. It's an album full of garage punk, a little bit of power pop leanings, and a lot of hellbent for leather sexuality, so hope you enjoy that record as much as I do. Before that, we heard from Boogie Hammer from Vienna, and played the song A Heartbeat Away from Heartbreak, which was a single in 2020. That was just been collected on a compilation called By Popular Demand that came out June 9th of this year on Tvat Kot Records. It's a Swedish label. I think that means two-stroke. And it is a collection of the best songs from all of their EPs, and boy, do they have a lot of EPs. So if you're just getting into the band, that is a great place to start there. I see I'm running short on time here, so let's wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 661, and I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in your favorite social media sites like YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Blue Sky at either Sid Much Rock or Too Much Rock. No time to visit the concert calendar. Just check out the website. You'll see what's happening in town. You'll also find my new photos, videos, and thoughts on that Tim Kasher and Dan Jones show that happened a couple weeks ago. So one track left here. Let's play something from Rat Boys from Chicago. They've got a new album out called The Window that came out August 25th on Top Shelf. It continues to blend the indie rock with the kind of folk that they've been doing the last few albums and just writing perfect songs. And this is one of them. It's called Black Earth, Wisconsin. It stretches out. It's a great way to end the podcast. So we'll finish things here with the Rat Boys. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Mm-hmm.